Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
He broke so many barriers, and those barriers were not easy to break by any stretch. But he did it with dignity. He did it with grace.
Vice President Kamala Harris reflects on the life of former Secretary of State Colin Powell, who died on Monday at the age of 84 from COVID-19-related complications. Powell was the first Black American to serve as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in 1991 and as Secretary of State from 2001 to 2005. Two long-serving House Democrats, Representatives David Price of North Carolina and Mike Doyle of Pennsylvania, announced they won't seek re-election next year. Their decision, along with Kentucky Congressman John Yarmuth, who announced his retirement last week, come as Democrats struggle to push their domestic legislative agenda in Congress and face an uphill climb to hold narrow majorities after 2022. Jury selection is underway Monday in the trial of three men charged with murdering Ahmaud Arbery in southeastern Georgia last year. Travis McMichael, Gregory McMichael, and William Bryan, all white, are accused of killing Arbery, who was Black. The February 2020 killing was one of several deaths last year to ignite a wave of racial justice protests. Arbery family attorney Ben Crump.
The difference between Trayvon Martin and Ahmaud Arbery is there's video in Ahmaud Arbery, and we expect full justice for Ahmaud Arbery.
Former President Trump filed a lawsuit against the January 6th Select Committee to block the panel from obtaining his administration's records from the National Archives. The committee requested the archives turn over an exhaustive list of records from Trump's time in office and the aftermath of the Capitol riot. A new Gallup poll finds 52% of Americans say the government is doing too many things that should be left to individuals and businesses, while 43% want the government to do more to solve the country's problems. Gallup's U.S. Social Director Linda Sodd says opinions on the role of government continue to shift on party lines.
Republicans typically are the ones to think the government has too much power, but they're less likely to think that when there's a Republican in office.
Finally, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said the nation's supply chain issues will likely continue into 2022. Supply chain practice professor at Syracuse University Patrick Penfield says the pandemic is driving the backlog.
The pandemic, weather events, and then the cybersecurity attacks that we seem to be having lately.
I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.